If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
I'll tell you how friendly I am, John. I'm going to offer you grapes because...
I've been looking at your grapes.
Well, we
and by
have,
that, I mean I'm looking at the grapes.
We have
From Chicago,
Breakfast
Don
Club.
McNeil's
yeah.
Breakfast Club.
That's that right. Don is on vacation. I'm Bob Surratt filling in. And we thank Jewel Osco. Fresh Farms is a family-owned farming business in Sonora, Mexico. And for more than 30 years, they've grown the most delicious grapes, including cotton candy grapes. Let's see what else they have here. Oh, they have three kinds they sent over to feed us this morning. So we have a healthy breakfast of Candy Hearts grapes, Candy Dreams, and Candy Snaps. And they're all a little bit different. Vicky wants us to stomp on them so she can get some good wine later.
But I've had the ones that taste like cotton candy. Do they all taste like cotton candy?
No, here, you want to taste?
No, I've had those. So give me something else.
It is the Candy Snaps.
All right, let me try these.
Yeah, and then there's
Why does our food have to taste like candy? Can it just taste like food? All right, these are the red grapes. These are called Candy Snaps.
Yeah, those are supposed to have strawberry undertones and a crunchy texture.
Oh, my gosh.
Do they?
That's insane.
And then the Candy Dreams have a little pineapple and mango flavor, and the Candy Hearts caramel and roasted marshmallow flavor.
The ones that look like they're in a bag of hot tamales, Candy Snaps, those are the red ones.
Mm-hmm. These grape varieties developed through the natural process of crossbreeding, then grown in the fields under ideal conditions, ensuring their pure and authentic nature. The result is a collection of grapes with unique and delightful flavors that are sure to please every taste bud, John.
They have a little bit of a strawberry taste, the red ones, the Candy Snaps. Didn't you say that was the description of them?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to try the cotton candy.
All sold exclusively cotton. At Jewel Osco for $2.88 a pound. But yeah, for you, John.
The cotton candy ones. These are cotton candy? Oh, cotton candy raisins, it says.
I'm confused because the bag is...
Are they the same? Here, let me see.
What does that bag say
cotton
right
candy.
There?
I think we have two bags of the same, right? These are the same. Right?
Haley, are we? Do we have all three varieties in here?
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah, whatever was on the sheet, that's what you guys got.
Okay. Right.
And
hey,
cotton candy
beggars
races.
Can't be choosers.
No, these are really good. These are really good. And they're not too cotton candy-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton candy raisins. A pink bag with stripes.
Mm-hmm.
It says cotton candy raisins. Ils ont vraiment un goût de cotton candy.
Couldn't have said
Why
it better
is it
myself.
Why French? It's from Mexico. But did you notice that?
Yeah.
Ils ont vraiment un goût de cotton candy.
Ask your local Jewel... grocery and manager
if,
about
if,
that.
If my sophomore year in high school French serves me well, that translates to it's really a taste of cotton candy.
Very good. Very impressive.
Mm, vraiment.
I can tell you, I can ask where the library is in Spanish. That's about it.
I know. It's like if you're in Paris and you want to know where the swimming pool is and you come upon Pierre, I can help you with that. Bonjour Pierre, où est la piscine? But how often, when am I going to need that?
Yeah, I go to, you know, Spain and I'm in a library for 2 weeks.
These are really good grapes, Bob. Thank you.
I've had them in the past and they are some of my favorites.
Bonjour.
Love them.
C'est fantastique.
John Williams in less than an hour.
Thanks for the grapes, Bob.
Fortified thanks to Jewel. That'll do it for us today. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Jewel Osco for participating in our Breakfast Club and feeding the crew this morning a lovely buffet of grapes. By the way, we forgot to tell John Williams to wash them before he took them and ate them. Well, we'll see how he sounds momentarily. See you tomorrow. Have a nice one. Excelsior!